This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 469, why everyone should start an online business, or how you can be your own patron, by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. And hi again, I am your host and narrator here. My name is Dan, and I'm here every single day reading to you to help you optimize your business life. And as usual, I'm going to tell you more about today's author right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why Everyone Should Start an Online Business, or How You Can Be Your Own Patron, by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. Most people I talk to are at least a little curious and sometimes skeptical about the idea of starting an online business, but it's not quite as mysterious as it sounds. For the longest time, I avoided the world of online marketing and business. It sounded sketchy, and the truth was a lot of it was. But when I launched my own business, what I discovered about making money online surprised me. Here's what I learned. You don't have to overcrowd your website with ugly pop-up ads that attack the user. You don't have to turn into a used car salesman with slick back, greasy hair, hawking useless products at people who don't want or need them. You don't have to spam people to death and sell your soul just to make a buck, I promise. You can, in fact, build a legitimate business simply by helping people. Does this sound like you? I have a missionary friend who doesn't make enough money to save for an emergency. If she ever gets in a car accident or runs into some kind of financial crisis, her life will be very difficult. She calls it living by faith. I call it living foolishly. My younger sister recently graduated from college a couple years ago and is now having trouble entering a crowded market that's in the process of downsizing. She feels stuck, like there's no place to go. My wife and I know a couple that's adopting a child from Uganda, which can be expensive, and they're exploring ways of making a side income online. The trouble is, they're not sure where to start. And of course, I have a ton of friends who are working a day job while waiting to be picked to publish a book or be hired by their dream company. Someday. In the meantime, they're growing frustrated. What are these people supposed to do? One strategy would be to stop waiting for opportunity to come and instead to take it. They can start an online business. Three reasons this is a no-brainer decision. Why an online business? Three reasons. One, it's cheap. Two, it's simple. And three, it's profitable. Look, I'm not going to tell you starting a business is easy. It's not. But launching your venture online makes this easier than it's ever been. In the old days, if you wanted to be an entrepreneur, you had to take a lot of risk. You had to buy or rent office space, raise capital, which usually meant going into debt, hire a team, and hope for the best. In those days, I never would have wanted to start a business. I never would have been able. But now, you can start a business for as little as $100. Just ask Chris Guillebeau, if you really want to do it. What it really costs to become an entrepreneur. So, if you want to do this, it'll cost you about $120 a month. Not bad, right? My dad used to run a hole-in-the-wall restaurant with dirt-cheap rent, and he paid over 20 times that. We live in an age of unbelievable opportunity for those who are willing to undertake something new, something a little scary, and figure it out. And that is the real cost of becoming an entrepreneur, not the money, but the time and sweat equity it takes to find out what people want and deliver it to them. Incidentally, it's also the most rewarding part of the job. It's cheap to start, but that doesn't mean it's easy. As you grow your business, the expenses can rack up. They certainly have for me. But so will the revenue. The point, though, is this. The hardest part is now the easiest. All it takes is a little time, energy, and the will to endure. But I'm an artist. So you're an artist, like Hemingway or Leonardo da Vinci, or the thousands who have come before you and starved. That is, of course, unless they had a patron, someone generous enough to pay their bills so they could make art. But here's the thing. There are no more patrons. Not really. No one's going to give you a heap of money for your genius. The chances of a publisher buying your manuscript for $1 million is unlikely. Sure, these things happen, occasionally, but you don't have time to wait around for someone to notice you. You've got important work to share now. That patron? It's going to have to be you. And the best part is, we live in an age when this has never been easier. Yes, easy. Compared to the Renaissance and the Roaring Twenties and even the late 1980s when publishers were doling out multi-six-figure advances to first-time authors, it's easy to finance your calling. You just need some guts and a little perseverance. Don't get me wrong, starting a business will require hard work on your part, but it is possible and surprisingly cheap, which is what makes this whole thing remarkable. Anyone who wants to do it can do it. And that, as per usual, is the really scary part, because now it's up to you. You just listened to the post titled, Why Everyone Should Start an Online Business, or How You Can Be Your Own Patron, by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Jeff for giving us permission to narrate from his blog. He is a super popular writer. He's the best-selling author of 5 different books, including The Art of Work and Real Artists Don't Starve. On his site, you can hear his thoughts on writing, life, and creative work. So you're going to hear him narrated across a few of our shows. And if you're looking to share your work, but you're afraid of becoming that proverbial starving artist, his site is definitely for you. Lots of great advice there. So come check it out at goineswriter.com. Thanks again to Jeff for letting us share his stuff. But that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for being here, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.